Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And tonight, today, wherever you are, day, night, morning, twilight zone, the ozone, the zone zone, wherever you are, it never ceases to amaze me that after a year and a half or longer talking about how this has been nothing but pure bullshit, that we never had a virus, we never had anything, we had nothing, nothing. And that the general population has capitulated to a boogeyman that never, ever existed in the last year and a half. And how all this bullshit that we've had to endure in regarding to following the government's edicts, we are going to go through a quicker wave of shutdowns and basically turn-ons and turn-offs, okay? Turn-ons and turn-offs, turn-ons and turn-offs. It's basically a, you know, terminology we used to use, you know, getting turned on, getting turned off. And, you know, what they have done and what they're doing, it's all psychological warfare. It's all psychologically breaking you down, wearing and tearing you, wearing and tearing people down. And when I get people telling me that they have taken the shot after much deliberation and thinking and thought process, they decided to take two shots, it amazes me the level of stupidity that I have in the last year and a half witnessed. I had no idea the depth of stupidity that we're living in. We are living in an ocean full of it, an ocean. And the madness that's involved here is affecting those of us who still have the capacity and understanding to be able to think in terms of what's really going on and how much is going on. And the biggest thing that I hear from just about everybody is they cannot understand how people have fallen for this bullshit. And the answer really is simple. They basically don't care. They're lazy. They're dull. They're dim-witted. Their priorities in this life are about entertainment and self-gratuity. So anything that's going to take them away from the ability to have the frivols of this life, you know, they'll go for it. Basically, mankind has been turned into a whore, a prostitute. You know, basically, you know, it's about eyes can't get enough and the belly can never be full. And as long as this perspective of life continues, the consumerism of life, see, when you're looking at decades and decades and decades of presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens and monarchs and chancellors and, you know, whatever form of leadership that's out there and the propaganda that they have been propagating to everybody, they have basically, all of them have tickled our ears, basically said what we wanted to hear, gave us what they said they were going to give us without anybody realizing the full impact and cost of what their promises entailed. In the end, it all boils down to this: we're going to give you what you want, but in the end, we're going to own your ass. In the end, we are going to consume you. In the end, you are going to be the entertainment. That's what it's been. When I look back and I think in terms of my personal life anyway, because that's the only thing I can really reflect, it's my personal life. I've seen other people's lives and how people live, but I'm talking about my own personal life. I can see how there's been this battle and this struggle and this challenge in my own values and the way I think and what I've done. And I also see a lot of the values that I have acquired in my life are through biblical teachings and biblical truths, and how they've always conflicted with this world. It never there was never any twain in the middle. There's always been this challenge, and basically what I see and perceive is God's hand upon us, those of us who are looking at life from something to have meaning, something to have purpose, something to have some kind of direction, something that enables us to see the higher realms, the higher values. And in that, when you see God's hand in your life, or in my case, and when I see God's hand in my life, I can see and look back now and reflect how in all of this shit that we're in, how God has been trying to steer us in the right way, or guide us in the right way, guide me in the right way, steer me in the right way, despite my stupidity and my weaknesses and my faults in my own life. I don't proceed to judge anybody, because I know I have a shitload of problems of my own. And I strive, and I do what I can. I get to a point where I'm fed up with all of this anyway, and I'm ready to leave it anyhow. You know, I'm ready to go to the bush, moon, whatever, because there's nothing, and I mean sweet fuck all here. Nothing. Zip. You know, everything that we have, everything that we perceive, whether it's our prosperity or wealth, everything that's tied to this matrix and to this system is doomed. And if you can't figure that out, when they tell you, you will owe nothing and be happy. I don't know about you, but I've had to work my ass off all my life to get anything I wanted in this life that had any perceived meaning. I guess that's a good word, a perceived meaning. All we ever really had is each other, to be honest with you, and they have divided us against each other, and they gave us material things in order to pacify the control. Because if we all got together the way we should have gotten together, and we started talking and comparing notes instead of fighting each other over stupid shit like religion, race, ideologies, philosophies, politics, I mean, whatever they have created to create the dissent, if we all had gotten together and started talking, you know what we would have found out? We would have found out, whether it was in the Caribbean, Central America, South America, the United States of America, Canada, Europe, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Macedonia, Estonia, Slovenia, Ukraine, Bulgaria, Romania, whether it be Russia, whether it be China, whether it be Japan, whether it be Korea, North or South, whether it be Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Commonwealth country, again, being destroyed. If we had all gotten together and started talking and comparing notes, but what was going on in our respective environments, we would have realized that everybody, everywhere in the world, at different levels and different stages, would have been all seeing the same shit that we're all seeing today. The lies are being perpetrated, the lies are being perpetuated by these systems in order to keep us distracted. And we have gotten caught up on all kinds of shit. And now, in order to feel in any way, shape, or form successful, or on any way, shape, or form, feeling some sort of latitude in the area of acceptance and status quo, we strive to become more integrated into this matrix madness. So, we're looking for truth and we get nothing but lies. We're looking for prosperity and we get nothing but poverty. We're looking for health and we get nothing but disease and sicknesses, especially coming from the allopathic field that we all run to. Oh, doctor, doctor, I'm dying. Help me, doctor, help me. Oh, doctor, doctor. You know, I'm in my area of expertise is because the medical field has been miserably failing. The medical field has never cured anything. In fact, all they have perpetuated is treatment for your health issue to continue staying in a state of perpetuation. There has been no solution. And if there is a solution, it's because it's to the benefit of the system that some solution is given. But even in those solutions that they offer, there are snares and traps. Give you an example. Cancer. How many of you have known somebody who has died of cancer and gone through the chemo treatment, has gone through the radiation treatment, has gone through the cut, sizzle and burn treatment, has gone through all kinds of bullshit treatments that the medical field has established as the criteria for treating cancer? Treating cancer. Not the person, cancer. And how many of them have successfully survived the treatment? See, in the medical field, if you survive their treatment for up to 5 years, that is considered a success rate for them. Success. Imagine that. 5 years. Now, in the non-traditional allopathy, alternative healing, or alternative success, complementary alternative medicine, orthomolecular, herbology, you know, aromatherapy, electromagnetic or static devices that are out there. I have seen people not only beat cancer, beat STDs, beat autoimmune disorders, successfully cure, fix, repair, regenerate, restore their bodies to health, to a level of health, I wouldn't say perfect health, but a level of health that allowed them to live fruitful lives, fruitful in the sense of being able to exist in the system. And yet the medical field has yet to achieve the level of success that I have seen in my life and other people in alternatives have seen. So this is what I'm saying, that they offer you health and they give you death. And they offer you prosperity and wealth. They talk about how prosperous we are, how we're making money, how things have been better, how unemployment rates are down. And yet everybody is still broke. Everybody is still poor. The only people that have gotten wealthy are those at the very top that have propagated some pie-in-the-sky bullshit to the whole population of the planet, and yet nobody's life has improved one iota. All you've done is work longer hours, same pay or less, and the money you've earned, which you're getting in, you're getting paid and you're making money, okay, you're making your $2 an hour, whatever it is you're making. Now when you go buy the shit that you have this perceived need to buy, because they've been advertising morning, noon, and night to buy this special this or this special that. This is going to make you look glamorous. It's going to make your lips look redder. It's going to make your face look younger. It's going to make your boobs stand up higher. It's going to make your ass tighter. It's going to make you guys stronger. It's going to make you guys faster, you know. You're going to be attractive. You're going to be able to wear the nicer clothes, drive the bigger cars, own the bigger houses, all this shit that you don't need. And how is it that Gaddafi, this terrorist, this despotic leader, had a green book, and in this green book, in his country, he made it so that everybody in his country would own their own home. Okay, and they did. He paid their education, everything. He actually was striving to give these people what they... Again, he was a leader just like everybody else. He was on the take just like everybody else. But the point I'm trying to make is he did give them something through the promises that he made. And the people were more or less happy with him. Even though everybody else thought it was a jackass. He may have been. But the point is, even in that situation, look where the country is today. And what destroyed them? What destroyed that country? Was it communism? Was it authoritarianism? Was it totalitarianism? Was it socialism? Or was it capitalism? you figure that one out. Point I'm saying here on all of this is everything has been nothing but a distraction. Now we're looking at today in this realm of horseshit that we're living in the West and in Europe. Okay, Europeans and those of European descent better wake the fuck right up, because this war is against us. There are no white people. And you know what? You know what astounds me? Again, this goes right back to the level of stupidity. When people come out and apologize for being white. Like, what? Like, you had a say in the color and the skin tone of your skin? It's like a colored person, you know, saying, I'm sorry, I'm colored, you know. I apologize for being colored. You know how ridiculous that sounds? I apologize for being Mediterranean. You know, I'm so sorry that I'm Mediterranean. I mean, you know how stupid that sounds? But like I said, this is the mind program. How many of you have always felt in some form or fashion being inadequate around people around you because they seem to have this success or this place in their lives, and you don't seem to have that same place? Never ever feel bad in any situation because of that situation, because the people that are in that perspective, they're deep into the matrix, and it's harder to get them out, because once you start getting into the matrix and you start evolving into it, it then changes you, and you become something you were never meant to be, an automaton. Now we have these automatons running around outside wearing a diaper on their face, 90 degree temperatures, and wearing a black, and on top of that, the color is black, a real black colored material. Because it's funny when they call somebody a black man or a white man. I'm like, are you kidding? Where is this black? Where is this white? I'm still having a hard time trying to figure out why they're calling people black and white. And why people are accepting this entitlement. See, when you accept that entitlement, you've diminished your place in creation. Last I checked, God said he made man in his image, not a black man or a white man, man. And when we approach each other, we should be approaching each other as men and women, not because you got a tone, a skin tone. But this is again the perspective that everyone has come to accept. Yeah, I'm a black man, I'm a white man, I'm a red man, I'm a yellow man, I'm a pink, purple, polka dot with blue nose man. I mean, seriously, stupidity. But this is, again, the perspective and perception. Now, I want to see if I can get this thing to work here. Give me 1 minute, I'm going to see if I can get this thing to work.
This
hold on.
This number to stick in your head, because this number, unfortunately, was cut out of the movie. It's been cut out of a lot of things. So you're not going to have to cut it out of your brain, because I'm going to give it to you right now. Anthony Fauci has spent, listen to this number, $191 billion, not $3.7 million, not $30 million, $191 billion of audited funds for the bioweaponization of viruses against humanity. And it's your money that has been spent, $191 billion. And do you think you can get any agency or oversight body or any politician to even take that investigation on, despite the fact that we have every grant recipient, every person, their address, their phone number, their laboratory? We literally have the entirety of where that money went, and not a single investigation agency in this country is willing to look. This is a bioweapons program designed to kill us. That's what it is. And it's not just designed to kill us, it's designed to kill massive numbers of the population. We do not have a virus, we have a biological weapon.
You understand that? Understand that? I've been saying that forever. We have no virus. We've got sweet fuck all nothing. Zero on this. And we have people, again, in this insane world, believing that these people, these aliens, these demons, these devils from hell, these servants of Belial, these children of Moloch, have been leading you down the road to being sacrificed to the Dark One. Being led down the road to being corrupted and sacrificed down to the Dark One. These are not, these people that are in power and authority that are there today are servants, priests, high priests of Satan. Any authority on this shithole that we live in that will lead you down a path through deception and manipulation, mind control, technology, frequencies, whatever, to a state where you surrender your personage to this type of corrupt technology is nothing more than servants of Satan. And you better start thinking in that reality. See, this has nothing to do with religion. This has nothing to do with my beliefs in Jesus or God. This has nothing to do with being a Vedic. This has nothing to do with being a Muslim. This has nothing to do, a Muslim. Nothing to do with being of the Judaic faith. It has nothing to do with being a Buddhist. This has to do with a reality check. The thing is, the Bible has been warning us about these satanic and dark realms that are on this planet trying to consume us. But we have disregarded that warning. Jesus came down here to show us the true path to the kingdom of heaven. We disregarded his teachings and the perspective. He says, he even told the priests of that day, which nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. The priesthood in these religious orders, and I don't give a shit what they are all telling the parishioners or the constituents of their specific order, whether, like I said, whether they're going to a temple, whether they're going to a synagogue, to a church, whatever it is that they're going to, are being told to take these vaccines. The Orthodox in Russia and in Greece as well, I've been told. That they're telling their parishioners to either take the shot or be forever in a state of repentance. Are you freaking kidding me? These representatives of their religious ideologies or faith, I have thoughts for them. Won't say it out loud because I may actually offend somebody, but anybody that would lead their own people into a quagmire like this should be basically, I don't care if they're man or a woman, they should be castrated, either their balls removed or their boobs hung on the highest tree and just let their rot. They are literally leading their people of their faith, respective faiths, down a dark, dark, dark road. This is pure insanity. Any political leader, I don't give a shit where they stand, at the high top or in between or at the bottom, that would lead their nation under a biotech war like this, injecting them with these components that are nothing but a death trap, and them propagating this fake, false horseshit. Oh, there's a boogeyman out there. You got a social distance, or you're going to get something's going to happen to you. You got to put on your diaper because if you breathe on somebody, you might get them infected. But meanwhile, you're basically, you know, corrupting your own immune system with this technology. And again, nobody's paying attention. I had a guy walking my store the other day. You should have seen his eyeballs. He's scared shitless because nobody else is wearing a mask in the store. He's freaking out. I've often said many a time, nothing this stupid is meant to live. And I mean this. I really do. That nothing this stupid is meant to live. Because if you're this stupid, then you have no control over your life. You are surrendering control of your life to an authority that is going to do nothing but sacrifice you and consume you. That just, you know, this is where we're at today. Some people say to me, well, what can we do if you take the shot? Grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye. What else are you going to do? There was another doctor there, the same doctor that did an interview out of Lytton, B.C. 62% of the people that took these shots, these injectables, these program operating systems, 62% have heart damage, irreparable heart damage. In other words, they can never get fixed. Imagine that. I thought this was going to protect you. 62%. And they're telling everybody that has had the double injection, you know, or even the first one, just one, 70% dead in a year. It's already begun. People have now and have been dying because of the injection, not because of the boogeyman. The boogeyman that doesn't exist. Unfortunately, a lot of our friends and family members have fallen for this bullshit. And this has created a great separation among a lot of people. And I do empathize with a lot of you. The concept of you can't see your grandchildren or your nieces and nephews or your cousins or whatever the situation may be, because they feel that if you don't wear a mask or if you don't have an injection, that they don't want you near their kids. This is the stupidity that has been perpetrated, the divide and conquer. The Bible says this was going to happen. Father against son, in-laws against in-laws. Moms against daughters. You know, nobody could understand how this could happen. Here we are today. You know, Bible warned us. There it is. So, we are in a world today that technology. Someone sent me a thing about, I think, where was it? Joshua or one of the old books in the Old Testament that Joshua was warned to go and take AI. Go and take AI. Probably was AI there. Somebody wrote me this, and I want to read this to you. This guy lives in a trailer park, and they're changing the internet provider. And it's unbelievable. Okay, things to know. Okay, I won't give you the name of the company. Blank service uses the latest wireless technology. This is the letter they wrote him, by the way. Sorry. And so, to give you a little background. They wrote him a letter, and this is what was in the letter about the new improved services. And again, it sounds like it's coming from some, you know, overseas provider. Things to know. Blank services uses the latest wireless technology and equipment that has recently been deployed throughout the park. We ask that you please be patient with both initial internet speeds as well as connectivity. The AI technologies self-learns how to best provide coverage throughout blank RV. This process can take about a week to fully provide consistent coverage. This is self-learning AI. This is an AI network being implemented into the network so they can now monitor every little thing, every little nuance that you're doing on the computer. Imagine that. Every bit of privacy that you think you have today, be aware that that privacy that you are assuming you have doesn't exist at all. When we're talking things of as advanced as an artificial intelligence, which is now basically running pretty well the whole planet, and in every little thing, you know how you go on the computer and you go online and you're buying shit, or you go into the grocery store, you go to a box store of some kind, the Best Buy, Walmart, whatever it is you go to. And you walk in and you buy your thing and you come back, you open up your computer. Oh, there's a deal here on blah, 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 which you just bought. It's monitored your spending, either through your credit card use, which most people use today, through the fact that these stores have recorded the data of who bought what. They now know what you buy, what you use, how much of it you use, and how often you buy it. In the end, when they start rationing everything, you'll be able to get what you need, but instead of getting one every 3 or 4 weeks, it may take you one every 6 weeks. And you may pay double or triple for what you're paying for now. Imagine that. Imagine that. Like I said, we are not in a realm today where it is conceivably a good place to be. A buddy of mine in the Netherlands, he's been collecting water and taking samples and filming it, and the latest couple of things he's been showing has shown there's some kind of movement going on in the rainwater. Could be something parasitic, could be something that has been created in a lab, again, synthetic biology. And this is something everybody needs to start maintaining and understanding. Synthetic biology, because this is what we're dealing with in today's time. Biological matter integrated with some sort of nano AI operating system that doesn't function like a normal pathology, that can in and of itself advance itself in the ways of keeping itself propagated. Any, and I mean any assault on some of this technology will do nothing but further advance its operating system to, again, learn how to circumvent whatever it is you're using to stop it. When we're looking at, I get people all the time saying, well, what about Rife? What about Spooky? What about the TENS machine? What about the Zapper? What about this machine, that machine, this machine? This tells me how behind people really are and how narrow-sighted people are. When we are thinking in terms of today, right now, in regard to this advanced level of weaponry that we're talking about, do you think for one moment that they haven't neutralized all these previous technologies that were helping us in the past? Rife machines were really good at one time because the Rife machine could target a pathology, find its frequency, and disengage it. You can't do that today because you hit something with a Rife machine, it can alter its frequencies and create a multiple frequency. No way you could lock on it. Anybody's telling you they can lock on it, they're full of shit. Same with the Spooky. Any direct assault with a frequency, it's because it's similar to the Rife technology. You're supposedly using some kind of scalar tape. This thing is adaptive. And the reason why they're adaptive is because they've been created to have an operating system other than its own biological, biochemical, chemical reactions. Normally, a virus, when it expands, when it starts to change, when it starts to morph, as it expands, it gets weaker, not stronger. And eventually, it caves in on itself and collapses. That's how viruses normally function. If you want to call them viruses and not rogue proteins that have, again, basically split themselves out of existence. The new and improved virus, or the new improved exosome, now has an operating system and a program running it. And so it has learned to adapt and perpetuate its existence. You heard Fauci spent $191 billion of our tax money. How does somebody have that much authority to spend that much of the American taxpayers' dollars? Who gave him that authority is a question I like to know. Was it the President of the United States of America? Was it the Vice President? Was it Secretary of State? Was it some high-ranking general? Was it some congressman? No. Think about that for a minute. How does somebody who's, you know, basically a $400,000 a year a paid public servant, no, that's an oxymoron, have access to that kind of money, that kind of funds to create this kind of weapon? Was it the Chinese government that you know, supplied the capital? Was it the Russian one? How about the German? How about the French? How about the British? How about some African country? How about some Middle Eastern country? How about some country from the Baltic states? How about a country from Central Europe? How about Central America? How about South America? How about an Australian government? You know, think about this for a minute. I mean, we're becoming a one-world country community. And there are no more countries. Everything's a corporation now. It's funny how we can define a country and establish that it's not a country but a corporation. Now, doesn't that kind of make you think a little bit? Doesn't that kind of make you wonder a little bit? You know? What kind of world we're really living in? Makes you wonder. I saw something today. I was doing something, doing some research, and I remember a scene in Babylon 5. It was called Immortal. And in that scene, I got just the last 3 minutes of the scene, because when you watch that whole thing, it's about a scientist, a rogue scientist. Again, they're going back to, you know, the German scientists that were experimenting on the prisoners of war in the Second World War. But the American scientists were doing the same thing. So were the British, so was everybody else. Anyway, in this scenario, they found the secret to immortality. Imagine that. So, the doctor that had discovered this had literally genocided planet-sided a planet of people to come up with the material required to give one immortality. Imagine that. And in the end, there's a dialogue going on between the captain and this doctor. And she makes a comment. It was an interesting dialogue. Stated in the dialogue, "You call us monsters." But she stated that it's those who are in charge. Those who are in charge are those who have the superior intellect. Which is true. Because everybody else has a sheep-like mentality and has accepted this their lot in life, if you will, and do not strive anymore to become better or more than what they are. They know, you know, a lot of people do not want to exceed the summation of their own program. They're content to stay in that realm. They've come to this realization or this epiphany that this is all they are, this is all they'll ever be, and they have accepted their lot in life. This is how it is today. So she points out that those of the higher intellect will rule over those who don't. And she said that we have won. And the captain made some comment about her having to face charges, and she told him the reality of this is I won't see any charge. He says, if you make an issue of it, you'll lose your command. Then she said, let me propose something here. She said, the material that's required for one to be immortal is that you have to extract this material because you cannot synthesize it. You cannot create it. It has to be taken from another life. She said, billions will live forever at the expense of billions who won't. And each case, it will be a testimony to her discovery. Interesting perspective. She said, you'll be worse. You'll cave in on each other. She says, eventually you will be us. you will be us. And I thought about that, and I thought it was very interesting. In the end, she gets wiped out by an alien race that said that people were not ready for immortality. And it's true, we're not ready. I mean, in our current state of thinking and the way we think and how we think, in our very narrow perspective, in our very shallow thinking, we're not that smart. As a species, I got to say, we're pretty fucking stupid. We really are. Because we keep repeating the same shit over and over. We keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over. I don't know about a lot of you, but I, for one, am so tired of repeating this cycle. I don't believe in reincarnation on any level. But as historically, mankind has been doing nothing but repeating the same bullshit over and over. And we are trapped in this cycle somehow, some way. And I don't really see any real evolution coming until whatever is here impeding our capacity to evolve is removed. We cannot get past a certain point. By the third generation, we are right back to square one. The generation that wakes up starts moving away from the quagmire that has entrapped them. By the second generation, they have lost some of the knowledge that they needed to continue maintaining the evolutionary levels that they need to go to. By the third generation, they've completely forgotten about it. And they wind up going right back to the same spot where the first generation was breaking away from, but now more entrapped. All the wars that we have seen, all the battles that have gone on this planet, all the shifting of power, this has all been the same thing over and over and over again. At one point in time, Europe was in power. They lost their power, went to the United States. Now the United States is losing its power. It's going to China. But the people that are in charge of the power base, the finances, everything is now going to China. They're making China the new United States. That's what they're doing. And they'll destroy China too. They will gut China from the inside out. China at best is at best a tumultuous system that they have. In order to maintain and contain the people in China, it requires a great deal of manpower to keep everybody in control there. That is a system doomed. That's like a virus. It's expanded. It's doomed to collapse from within. They'll collapse it just like they did everything else. And the same thing will happen to the Chinese people. Same shit. They will go through the same cycle. Once they get past some of that Buddhist nonsense about, you know, coming back and fixing this and fixing that, that perpetual cycle or circle, once they get past that, they will have more problems. They don't know what to do with. We are, like I said, we are in this perpetual loop, you know, stuck in it. And again, you can only, even if you do strive to get beyond a certain point, you would literally have to cut yourself away from this matrix system in order to be able to evolve. No other way. As long as you're in this system, you will be stuck in the system. No matter what, you will not be able to get past a certain point. Some of you may refute that. I tell you then, at that point, feel free to pursue your so-called enlightenment. You won't get any further, because it will come right back down to your own self. Self-desires, self-pleasures, self-indulgences. You'll come right back to that anyway. So that, because that's how it's designed. So when we're looking at that whole scenario with the immortality and how one will collapse on the other, they were showing us adrenochrome. Adrenochrome is when they beat the shit and abuse the people that are about ready to harvest, so that the glands in the body can absorb every erg of energy, every erg of hormone, every erg of enzyme, anything that gives a person life gets all absorbed in those glands. And when they take them out, they harvest those glands in order for them to be utilized to again perpetuate this so-called immortality. But the people themselves that do this kind of thing, okay, are also caught up in that same loop. They're just in a darker loop, and there's no way out for them either. Think about that. All these Hollywood celebrities that are trying so hard to maintain their beauty and their youthfulness and their and whatever. You see them as they get older, and when they do start to get into that state of aging, it comes upon them very quickly. The so-called promise of immortality becomes eroded and disappears right in front of them, and they too turn to dust. That's how, that's, you know, this is what I'm saying, the lie of reality. The lie of reality, that's an oxymoron, you know. Let me read something about nano. I think you need to understand the nature of that assault, because so many people have so many ideas, and one person thinking turning this into some sort of homeopathy. That's a exercise in futility, because there are so many other properties to this that you cannot capture in the material. You have to understand, homeopathy takes the material and then dilutes it so that you get an energy signature. But that energy signature, when you really break it down, this goes on into a what they call pico level. And when you're dealing with a operating system, you're not dealing with a metal, you're dealing with a program which you cannot capture in homeopathy. So this is, so, like I said, some of the thinking that people have, it indicates to me the ignorance that they also have and what they're really dealing with in regarding to what we're talking about here. So, let me read about nanoparticles and nanomaterials, just for a second. How it can be integrated with other nanoparticles, nanomaterials, and nanomolecules, so to give it properties that it would not otherwise have. There's two different approaches to utilizing, two different approaches for utilizing peptides, which are proteins. Okay, proteins. Selected material binding peptides, in other words, materials that will use specific proteins to adhere to them, or peptides, selected material binding peptides are expressed on a 8 major coat protein used to assemble nanoparticles. So the nanoparticles would encase the material. Okay, synthesized material binding peptides, in this case with dual functionality, used for the assembly and ordering of nanoparticles of different material surface. In other words, you're using protein to create a motherboard or a electrical board where you can put your circuitry to it, so that now when you hit it with an operating program or frequency, it will now function the way you want it to function. Imagine that. Yeah, I've been talking about spions. I talked about them before. Spions are basically iron oxide material, okay, that mix with the cells in the DNA, which create what they call a supraparamagnetic. And this is what is adhering to the graphene in order to give the graphene the magnetic field it requires in order for it to become magnetic. In of itself, graphene oxide is a non-magnetic material. So everybody's got jumped on board that seeing this whole idea, and they're telling you that you can use NAC or glutathione to break this down. Like I said, the stupidity is beyond any concept. Most people will see things right in front of their eyes and not put two and two together. Graphene is not going to be melted down by sulfur. This is a material that's even harder than carbon C60. It will not break down. What may break down is its attachment to the proteins may break down. Now, the other thing that, and again, some people are always saying, well, you're always so negative. No, I'm not negative. I'm a realist. See, I don't get caught up in that new age bullshit. You got to be the power of positive, you know, bullshit. Let's see what you're really dealing with, because what's going to wind up happening, a lot of you are going to follow this bullshit protocol, and it ain't going to work, and then you're going to call me, and you're going to be crying, oh, I'm dying, I did the NAC, and it didn't do nothing, I'm dying, and all this bullshit, because none of you spend the time to study and read and understand the nature of your adversary. When you hit the graphene, it's like a circuit. Okay, it's like a conduit. And anything you can run through it is 100% going through. There's no resistance. And any magnetic field you put through it also runs through it 100%. And if anybody had actually paid attention to what the doctors in Spain did, that was such a that was the biggest bullshit ever I could see. There is no way that a vaccine could have saturated the cells at that level, okay, without it having been there for quite some time. That person or whoever they cut open did not get that from a vaccine. They had already been inundated with the material, whether it was through their diet or through the air or through the water, some other means. Like I said, nobody pays attention. Details are what you got to look at. How is it you see a cell already not only saturated, but networked to the extent that that networking was going on? And these goofballs that don't know shit from their ass when it comes to nanotechnology or nanobiotech are going to try to tell you what you need to do. This is an operating system. And until you understand and get that into your skulls, you are going to be perpetually having an exercise in futility on all the other nonsense that's going on. You have to start thinking you have machines inside your body, synthetic biology, that is now trying to overwrite your DNA. That's what you better start thinking. You're not dealing with just metal. You're not dealing with just a particle. You're dealing with an adaptive program. They don't go through all this trouble using sophisticated material, coating them with iron, a magnetic material that has a magnetic field, in order for them to put that in your system for no reason. That's all done by design. Till you understand that the guys like Fauci and Gates and Soros and the rest of them are here and they're playing for keeps and they're using sophisticated weaponry to take you out. You think they give a shit if you take a vitamin? No. Most of those vitamins today are corrupted anyway. You think they give a shit if you're going to take some kind of herb? No. Because they know the herbs are not going to do anything with this material. And the herbs, pretty much, depending where they're coming from, will also be corrupted with the nanotechnology or nanobiotech. You think they give a shit whether or not you're going to a doctor? No, they don't care because they know the doctors are about 30 years behind when it comes to this technology. They don't care. They know that whatever you're going to do isn't going to work. They know this. They know, and they understand that most of you don't have enough brains in your head to come up with your own answers anyway. You're too busy following gurus that don't know what they're doing. Because they know you won't take the time to study and read what you need to read. They know that you won't take the time to do the work that's required to get this shit really out of you. I hear it all the time. People want this quick easy fix. I tell them all the time, well, then you got to go find somebody else because I don't know of any. This requires work. The advantage you have over what I had when I first was going through this is I had to discover what to do. Now you have it, and still you don't do it. Still a lot of people won't do it. No skin off my backside. More for me. That's how I look at it. I've had people tell me that, you know, I was full of shit, blah, blah, blah. And 2 years later, they're coming back to me, crawling, literally dying. Please help me. I'm dying. Oh, wow. You know, if they had done what we had said 2 years prior, they wouldn't be in the shape they're in. You know. When I also mentioned to a lot of you that nano materials, metal-based nano, integrating with the central nervous system and with the brain. Now, I also had this on my website as well, but I pulled out another reference to it so that you can understand how they're hardwiring you. So you can understand the nature of what we're dealing with today. I saw something earlier today where they were showing you a nanobot that was inside the uterus, inseminating the uterus. Imagine that. Machine getting involved in the pregnancy of a child. Imagine that. This is why I keep telling all of you that, okay, if you're a guy, your seed is loaded with nano. If you're a woman, the egg is loaded with nano. When the proteins merge and create a zygote and the life begins and it's attached to the uterus wall, guess what? It is being fed nano. Every time the cells split, nanoparticles are also splitting with the cells. I have no clue what's being promoted or propagated. I had a woman contact me, I want to get pregnant. I'm like, okay, you know what that really entails. She had no clue. No clue whatsoever. Like I said, we are no longer living in 1900. We're not even in 1950. We're in the year 2021. And we're living in a world where a machine runs this planet. And it's integrated with other machines that replicate it, look like it, act like it, function on a lower level. One day, as an exercise, you should go out, check your house, go out wherever you go, look around you, and see how much technology is actually around you that's controlling you. The street lights on the street lights at nighttime, the lights, the facial recognition programs when you go into a store, the Li-Fi in the store, your cell phone, your car and all the computer chips that it has in it, your house and all the smart devices you may have bought, television, computer, iPad, you know. When you're looking at some of the things that we are dealing with today in regarding to technology, and when you begin to realize how much of it is already integrated with you, when Elon Musk says that you're already part Borg because of the phone and the way it attaches itself to our DNA, and everything's all about DNA, everything, and your DNA is the prize. Now, I want to get into a little bit about Ireland. The Irish in Ireland are having their civil liberties removed. France had a revolt, so did Greece. Ireland. They were at the forefront of this fight, and the government now has just shit on their civil liberties. How long do you think before that comes to Canada? Think about this. You know, the Atlantic is not that far away anymore. You can cross the Atlantic in a matter of hours. Ireland, democratic country. How is it that they're over there? How long do you think before that hits Ontario? See, I'm telling you, and I keep saying this all the time, never, never, never trust your politicians. Never. They will tell you whatever bullshit you want to hear. They will lie to you. They will cheat you. They will betray you. They are not here to please you. They are not here to serve you, even though they're called public servants. They're here to act like prostitutes. So whoever comes along in the lobbying system and offers them a good chunk of change, they will kiss their ass and change the laws to capitulate to the corporations or other countries so that they can come into our country and shit on the rest of us. And we have to pay the subsidies and the monies going out to give them the tax breaks while we eat it. in Canada, while we eat it in this country. We are not in this country here to have a free life. We're here to serve and be enslaved. That's what we're here about. It's not just Canada, it's the States as well. Now think about this. The French are having major revolts. Greece is fighting because they want to now inject their babies. How long do you think that's going to before that happens here in Canada? I just told you about a nanobot inseminating an egg in the uterus. How long do you think it's going to be before that shit's here? Quebec is already trying to pass the passport rules. I don't understand. It's the United States to say no. Other countries have dropped it, but yet in Canada we're going along with it? What is wrong with this fucking country? Who really runs Canada? It ain't Canadians, that's for sure. They're too busy, you know, having a doobie, smoking something wacky tobacco, or having a beer and watching a hockey game. Too busy being distracted with bullshit that it means nothing. This country is heading into oblivion, and meanwhile everybody's back at the ranch, just sitting on their ass with you know, watch. Oh, my team just scored a goal. Oh, well, the women are going shopping to the mall, getting together talking about people who don't wear a mask or some stupid shit. So anyway, if you're not familiar with what's going on in Ireland, you may want to watch this. You may want to listen to the rules of engagement that they're going to have over there. We're going to come to that here too in Canada. They're going to say eventually, those of you who are not vaxxed or injected, you're not going to be able to go into any place public. Like you can't go to a bar, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't do this, can't do that. I keep thinking, well, you know, they're actually protecting us. Because if we can't go to those places, those people that are going to those places are going to be shedding and infecting each other more. And they're going to drop dead anyway. In a year, we'll have whatever we want, pretty much. Provided that we haven't been invaded and taken over by some other alien force. Think about this for 1 minute. What would be the advantage gain to weaken a society to a point where they can't fight? Where their military can't even defend the country. Because it makes it easier for another invading force to come in and conquer it. When we're talking 70% of the people in Ontario have been injected with bullshit, it blows me away that we've got that many dumb people in the province of Ontario. You know, I don't think we lead the way in stupid, but I mean, we're right up there. Well, maybe we do lead the way in stupid. Who knows? I'll probably get some. You know, yeah, Tony, we are. Ontario is pretty stupid. We are number one when it comes to stupid. But I'll probably get some kind of email like that. Are you for real? So, like I said, you know, we be on your guard. I said this before, I'll say it again. The key to your health today, the key to your maintaining an existence, because we're not really living anymore. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and we're talking about giving a little history lesson about the Greater Toronto Area, where they used to live in there back in the 80s. And what was going on in Oshawa, and how it was a boom town at the time, and you couldn't buy a house, and prices were going up. It became the second most expensive city in Canada to live at one point in time, right behind Toronto. It surpassed Ottawa. They didn't even have a GO train then when I was there. They were building that to it, and they had it. Just the boom was amazing at the time. Mind you were working your ass off, but you weren't making any real money because the money you were making couldn't keep up with the cost of living. And as I was, you know, reflecting the history of that time, it dawned on me in my conversation with my friend there that a lot of people preceding, or not preceding, but yeah, I guess preceding me, have no idea of the history that we went through at all. Again, and living in the same region on top of that. And how today, the same thing that we went through and how the boom went bust is now happening in other sectors to another generation of people. And I said, this is the system of Canada. Canada basically, you know, cycles everything out. In other words, whatever was there, it flushes out and brings in the flavor of the day, is what I called it. See, back in the 80s, when I moved to Milton, I remember what happened was people that were had government jobs and had good-paying jobs had to lose those jobs because they were bringing in a boat, what they called the boat people, and they replaced these people with the people that they called boat people, and they gave the head of each house $2,000, the wife $2,000, and each child they had $1,000, so they started them a bank account. This is the government, what the government gave them. Gave them a place to live, government subsidized, gave them their clothing, gave them a vehicle, gave them this stuff, and then gave them a government job, which at that time, you couldn't buy a job back in 1981. So, and then a lot of people were a little pissed off, as you could well imagine. So the government created the animosity, and at the time, the inflation rate in that area was around 28%, highest in the region. And you couldn't get a loan to get a business unless you, again, because you were European descent, you had to pay the 28%. But they gave other foreigners money to borrow at 16% to start the business. I know because I talked to these people that got the money from the government. So at the time that of that history and seeing how they had shifted the paradigm and moved people out, the same thing's going on. Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. I call it the flavor of the day because once they have used these people, the same thing happens. They'll remove them out and bring in the new flavor of the day. And this goes on continuously in Ontario and other parts of Canada. We just don't pay attention to it. We're too caught up in our own importance to see this circle and cycle continue. But what it made me realize that because we had gone through it, the generation now right behind me is going through it. You know, those in their 40s and 50s, and the generation behind them will be going through it. None of the generations are seeing how the governments have done this and have manipulated these systems. It's complete oblivion. You know, like I said, I was talking about different things, even the money we're making, what we could buy, and the cost of things. And today, the money I was making back then, today would be nothing. You have to be making at least 10 to probably 15 grand a month in order to sustain the lifestyle we had back in the 1980s, because everything has cost so much more today. Back then, you didn't spend $1 million for a house. Who the fuck has that kind of money to spend on a house? And that reflects an inflation, and if we don't have it yet, it's coming. When you get everything that hyped up, we're heading toward hyperinflation. Short-term profit, long-term disaster. Haven't learned a damn thing, but they do this on purpose. They continually cycle this on purpose to again wipe out a whole class of people or a group of people in certain sectors, because those jobs will be gone. They will not exist. The high-end computer programmer, let's say running an SAP program today, they may be making $100 an hour. Tomorrow might be only making 20, because they'll have some AI network taking over, doing the same programming and same troubleshooting that person was doing, and can do it faster and better. And this is what happens. The automotive industry was like at its apex, and now it's, where is it at today? Who knows? China. It's in China. That's where it's at today. It's in China. GM Oshawa used to be a major GM hub. As a matter of fact, the largest GM plant in North America was in Oshawa, Ontario at one time. Lake Orion, Michigan had the largest, and then the Oshawa, Ontario, when they expanded, had become the number one largest GM plant in North America. I know because at the time I was running auto parts, so I was in the thick of that. Not today. Where's Oshawa, Ontario? My buddy told me that Oshawa, Ontario is like the cheap end to buy a house. But to buy a house in Oshawa, Ontario is going to cost you $500,000. That's insanity. We will price ourselves out of existence in Ontario just like BC almost did. Same thing. Same stupidity. And it's funny because no matter where you go, whatever region or part in Ontario you go, people are oblivious to any history that was there preceding them. They got everybody just caught up on the here and now, and you don't see this until you eventually go through it, until you wind up being on that group to remove you so that the flavor of the day can take over. That's how it is, you know. That's where it is, and that's how things get perpetuated. Wow, I really went over the limit here. Okay, I'm going to call it here. I didn't realize I was that far into it. History repeats itself. Just keep remembering that. And as it does repeat, it becomes more deviant. I always tell everybody at the end of these shows, go read the Gospels. Go find your message there. If you have never read them, it might not be a bad idea to read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the letters, read the book of Acts, read the Revelations. So this is the playbook that is being used today. This is the schedule. This is the follow the line, because this is the next scene is going to be here, and here. So I would encourage you to go read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Understand what he's saying. You'll understand who Jesus really was. Not some religious shit that they show you on television. Not some religious churchology or churchy horseshit that they teach you, or these TV evangelicals. You know, they know how to say the right things to perpetuate whatever nonsense. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. You know, don't let anybody influence you. Read it for yourself. I always state on these shows too, I've got people here that are trying their best to make you aware of what's going on, keep you in the loop, help you find some solutions. You know, you got all kinds of people. You got Brian 396. You got myself. You got Shy. You got Ty. You got Yanni. You got Catherine, Fiona, Deanna, Liberty, Sherry at Three Hearts. Check out these people and what they've got to show and offer. Support them financially if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the site. Share the information. You know, push it out there so that people will have the opportunity to be able to find this information. It might help somebody out. You never know. All right. So I'm going to call it again a day. I always say at the end of these shows as well, but we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.